702.
WhatsApp Cooks
on 072-702-1702.
It's 9 minutes before 9 o'clock. Still staying with what's happening in the arts. We turn our eyes to the visual art world now, where we are speaking to multidisciplinary artist Tunde Owololabi to speak to us about the new exhibition that's showing at the Cromwell Ngubeni Art Studio. That's in Cramerville in Soweto. An exhibition titled As We Were, As We Are. And Tunde joins us on the line. Tunde, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for your time. Tunde, tell us about your work. Who is Tunde and what do you know? What medium do you use for your art?
Thank you very much. I'm an artist, first of all, and I prefer to introduce myself as that because it gives me a blank canvas to express myself in different ways. I could wake up today feeling like I want to sculpt, and I could wake up tomorrow designing a piece of furniture. You know, so I'm not stuck to a medium. I love to express myself with whatever inspiration comes and whatever material is around me.
Mm. And how did you decide that art was what you wanted to do?
Well, that's a very tough question. So I grew up watching a lot of cartoons, which kind of inspired me into drawing. I wanted to recreate these superheroes that I so much loved. And that's where my journey started from, you know. So I started drawing comics. I started recreating football comics. And then I had a friend who we used to take extra classes together, and he was so good at drawing. And this guy would come to my house with a beautiful comic that he has drawn of a football game, you know, talking about how the player went home. And I always wanted to recreate that. So my journey started from there, turning my school books into drawing pads. And yes, I did get some whooping for that, actually. But yeah.
and you know, kind of, what would you consider to have been your big break? When was it that you kind of, you know, got you what you consider to be your start in the art world?
That's a big break. I'm not sure if I would say there's been a big break, but I've been very fortunate to get my work out there into the eyes of the world.
Mm.
I've been a part of so many group exhibitions, and I think I've been fortunate to have created pieces that have put my name out there one way or the other. Also, because I delved into different aspects of art, I've got a lifestyle design brand called Ethnic Africa, and with this brand, I design fabrics. Which we then create fashion accessories, furniture, you know, and different things like that. So all these things over the years have put my name out there.
Mm. And you currently have an exhibition showing in South Africa at the Cromwell Ngubeni Art Studio. Tell us about As We Were, As We Are.
So As We Were, As We Are basically is talking about us now. A lot of us are tapping into our roots. A lot of Black people are, you know, identifying with being Black, being African, and we're celebrating it. And that's what this project is about. You'll find a lot of Black people wanting, especially women, wanting to carry their natural hair, wanting to, you know, create hairstyles that are reminiscent of what used to be. And then they're finding new ways of expressing, new, they're adding their own style to these hairstyles. You'll find young people wearing fabrics that are from Africa, but then finding different ways. You'll find designers making beautiful clothes from fabrics from Africa, but now they're finding new interpretations to them. This is what this project is about, how we are reinventing ourselves, how we are tapping back into our roots and celebrating being Black, being African.
Mm. You started right at the beginning that, you know, you are an artist and your medium changes. It depends on kind of what you are doing. Sometimes you will sculpt, sometimes you will paint, sometimes it will be a textile. And for this particular exhibition, which medium did you use?
So for this exhibition, I'm exhibiting painting, sculpture, and drawing. For the painting, I worked with medium like acrylic, oil, drawings with charcoal and pastel. And for the sculpture, I worked with clay, wood, you know, copper wire, bronze. So it's a mix of different materials. Really exciting to see.
And how long did it take you to put this exhibition together? Were you working on it over the last couple of years? And how was that process of trying to create and make art during what has been quite a tumultuous time for everyone?
So I started putting these ideas together last year. I didn't start work until the later part of the year because of the way the world was, and also because I had the brand that I work on. Also, there was a bit of delay because I hadn't crystallized what it was that I wanted to talk about, how, what direction, you know. So I spent a lot of time sketching, putting ideas together before then deciding on what will be the final type of work that I will be producing. And once that was clear, I spoke with the curator, my friend Mabato, who was so graceful in the way she also helped me during our conversation put a direction to it. I kind of consult with my colleagues as well, other artists, you know, share ideas, speak about what it is that I'm doing so that I'm not working as an island, you know. I needed to share my thoughts with like-minded people to be sure I'm walking in the right direction. And thankfully, we were able to put this together.
Mm. And this is your debut solo exhibition, so it was a little bit different to what you've done previously.
It's my debut solo in South Africa. It's my first in South Africa.
Mm. And, you know, how long is the exhibition showing for, and who is it for? Is it for everyone? Who would you think is, like, when you put this together, who did you have in mind?
This exhibition is going to run till the 31st of May at Chromalingo Beni Art Studio. The exhibition is for anyone and everyone who loves art, who will like to learn about my work, who also is trying to tell themselves that, you know, there's nothing wrong with being Black and being African. There's nothing wrong with our hair. There's nothing wrong with our fabric. There's nothing wrong with the way we carry ourselves. There's nothing wrong with our skin, you know. So this is for everybody. And I would appreciate if, you know, people go and see this exhibition and probably leave a comment or two, you know, as to what they feel about it.
Yeah. Tunde, thank you so much for your time this morning and all the very best with your exhibition.